Clearly, for any investor, that starts with what we call a very solid asset allocation strategy. And that just doesn't mean buy three or four stocks and hope that that diversity is going to carry you through. People should actually set their goals, set their asset allocation strategies based on a much longer time frame than a week or a month or a year. They should set them up for about 3 to 5 years and look at their expected rates of return as well as their risk inclinations and look at their time horizons and income needs. So when you look at a market like this, there is a temptation to chase, there is a temptation to join the momentum buyers of the day traders, but for the average investor, i.e. somebody who is focused on retirement savings and trying to focus on college educations for their children, I would suggest setting out a very solid asset allocation strategy and a strategy that doesn't necessarily call for trying to time the markets as well. That's a dangerous strategy for most people. So, what do you do in this kind of a market? I think you focus on areas that look good from a what would I call a secular trend as opposed to just the cyclical phenomenons. Secular trends are those that last for 5, 10, and 15 years. And of course, it does bring me back to the crazy technology area right at the moment, because that is one area that we do favor longer term, despite my reservations for some things in the second half. So technology issues look good to us. A core portfolio of things like Cisco, Microsoft, Dell, Intel, but make sure it's diversified so you don't end up with a minefield in your portfolio that would blow the whole portfolio up.